Good morning. Woke up Monday seeing Dolly Parton rehearsing for the Today Show today. She's pushing that new album, Blue Smoke. Got a new album from Rascal Flatts there, too. Rewind. They said they did not want to change their sound to chase the sound of the bro country guys. They said their fans would sniff it out and call them out on it. What? New video today from Dierks Bentley, Drunk on a Plane. Lady Antebellum has a new single, Bartender. A lot of people just getting set up for the summer. Yeah. Did you see here where Blake Shelton is going to be pushing pizza?
No, I didn't.
Pizza Hut has signed him. It was just a matter of time before some big blue chip advertiser was going to sell this boy.
Yeah.
I think he'll sell a lot of pizzas for Pizza Hut. In the past, I think people have just been nervous that run these big multinational corporations. Pizza Hut is owned by the Yum people, the Kentucky Fried Chicken people. But I think people have been scared to put their brand out there with a guy who's a little loose on the Twitter.
Yep.
Well, I'd hate to know someone said I was loose on the Twitter. That's what I'd have said. Yeah. It just sounds bad.
Yes,
sounds
it does.
Bad all the way around. The idle people, they are cutting back their hours. Oh, that's never good if you're in the business world or you're an employee and somebody cuts back your hours. That means they don't love you as much as they used to. They're cutting idle back from 50 hours, over 50, to 37 hours in the new year. Why is that? Well, they just don't think they're viable as much as they were. They even, the people who are the head of the network say, Idol is never going to be the ratings giant it once was. They blame saturation for the big fall off. They do say the judges will most likely return, but it's never a sure thing in that world, that's for sure. Thomas Rhett, Give Me Some of That, is a gold record now. 500,000 times it has been downloaded. And the Today Show has come up with their folks who will sing in the street. Dolly today, Tim McGraw the 23rd, Rascal Flatts on the 30th. And then, of course, you had Good Morning America earlier that has said they've got five big country stars in there. I tell you, that ABC, they want to tie up all the country artists they can because they know that's where the ratings are.